This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
The firm of Harris and Marang. Patrick Harris.
Look, Daniel, I do what I want.
Danny Marang.
That is smelling your own farts.
Easy there. These are great pipes.
I'm not going to say agree to disagree, but I really don't like you right now.
The firm of Harris and Marang on the Fan Sports Network, 105.1 and 1080. The Fan.
All right, two down, one to go here. The firm of Harris and Marang. We do this bad boy every single day from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. Some programming updates for you. Nobody works tomorrow. We all got the day off tomorrow.
Nobody's working today.
We'll all be back in action on Friday. After us, we will turn it over to, if you heard Rust's update, which, by the way, Rust, I did. We will turn it over. We'll turn it over to Andy Dirt Johnson, Anthony Newman, and Jason Sukanik in an Orange Bowl preview show brought to you by Tullamore Dew. I'm excited just to actually see those guys. I haven't seen those guys in a while.
I thought you were just excited to say Tullamore Dew.
No, I mean, I do like some Tullamore Dew. I actually prefer it over Jameson. I do. That's not even a sponsor read.
There you go.
That's just my preference. So they'll come in. That'll be a fun show. Like I always say, I love what Dirt and Q do when it comes to breaking down Oregon Duck matchups. And I think adding Sukanik to the fire is going to be just that, a little gasoline. It'll be a fun little party. So make sure you tune into that from 1 to 4. Then we'll toss it over to pregame coverage leading into Miami, Ohio State. That's your wrap up for the day. I don't know how many hours of continuous live local regional sports talk radio, that is, so you can do the math.
I believe that would be 10, sir.
10, thank you. Dynamite, drop in, Monty.
6 to 4.
6 to 4. 6 plus 4 is 10. Is that how you did that math?
Well, what I did was 6 to 6 would be 12 hours. Take away 2, and you got 10.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice.
Did you carry
the
one?
Big brain on Brad.
Carry the one. Carry the one, because that's how that goes.
Home of Unsportsman.
No.
Whoa, what is that, dude?
I don't know. I've just had this hum in my ears the entire show.
That's
so.
Your tinnitus.
Yeah.
I don't know what that is. It doesn't show that anything is playing.
Oh, it doesn't. What is that?
I don't know.
Dude, ghost, let's find out.
Dude, ghost of the machine.
Dude, nobody's listening. Let's find. Bring that up again.
Now it's. I did. I just did. Now it's gone. But I don't know why that was there.
Huh.
Radio.
That's weird, man. That's one of those where you look over and I just got my hands up in the air.
So. I was just like, dude, nobody's listening. Let's dive into this. Let's solve problems on the air. Happy New Year's to everybody. I hope you have a safe and happy one tonight. Danny.
Are you a resolution guy?
No, I'm not.
Me neither.
No, I'm a lifestyle change guy when you need to lifestyle change.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Also, look, I am not going to shame anybody that goes to the gym. Pick a different time.
I know.
Quit crowding my gyms.
I know.
Drives me nuts.
I think what's tough about resolutions for me is I think you're just putting unnecessary pressure on yourself to deliver something that you're most likely not going to deliver. And I don't mean that in a jerk way. I just mean that.
I do.
I just mean that in like set yourself up for success. You know, don't always set yourself up to fail because then you're just going to fail. You know what I mean? So I like the wife.
If you're going to do it, take time to like.
Yeah.
Look, if you want to start at New Year's, cool. But take time to, like, if it's getting in shape, because that's the most common one.
Right.
If you're going to do that, go shopping 2 weeks before or a week before and, like, get your protein powders, clean out your fridge of all of, like, the leftover desserts and cookies and all that kind of stuff. Like, do the preparation that's necessary. Like, people are like, oh, you know, you're fat. Yeah, I've also lost 120 pounds. I know what this is and, like, what it looks like.
Mm-hmm.
Do the preparation. Start going to bed earlier. Start getting up. Like, you were texting me the other night, and I was going to text you back. I'm like, you know what? I want to have a discussion right now because I'm getting ready to go to bed.
Yeah.
Because I'm going to bed earlier. Was one, because I felt like crap. Two, like, I'm getting up at 6 o'clock in the morning because, oh, wait, I just need to make sure I stay in the habit of getting up at 6 o'clock in the morning because I'm going to start going back to the gym.
Mm-hmm.
Because I can't. I told you, like, my doctor told me yesterday when they ripped these things out of my nose, I'm like, when can I lift again? They're like, another week, dude. I'm like, but I'm going to lose my gains.
Well, you might ditch out on some of the newbies in the gym.
You know what? You're right. I'll dodge, like, Friday.
Yeah, what's...
How many people do you think are like, I'll wait until Monday?
Continuous gym users or freshies?
The New Year's.
Oh, Monday.
They're like,
oh,
it's New Year's, but
90%
we'll start on
of that.
Look, if you're one of those people and you're waiting until Monday, quit now. Quit now. You've already gave up.
You've already found reasons to not. And I think that's why it's more like if you want lifestyle changes, go for it. You know,
just do it. Just put the right energy in.
And if you want a date to start the beginning of the month, the beginning of the year, that's fine. But I would just caution you to not put the pressures on yourself that a New Year's resolution will make you feel.
This is a great one from Joel on YouTube. If your goal is to get in shape and stay in shape, then focus on the habits it will take to do that, not how much weight you want to lose.
Exactly. It's a lifestyle choice.
Yes.
It's how much you eat. It's portion control, quality of food.
When you eat, too.
When you eat. Got to eat veggies. You got to sleep.
You don't have to.
You should, Danny.
There you go.
You should eat veggies.
I eat some.
Beans and rice don't count as veggies.
Broccoli, carrots.
Okay, fair. That's a little better.
Those are the two go-tos. Because, look, I've been doing this lately. Pan roasting broccoli and carrots, they taste infinitely better. That is the best way to eat them.
Hands down, I pan fry all my vegetables.
It's so good.
I don't like cooked carrots.
Well, it's also oil. My kids don't like cooked carrots either.
Really?
I'll eat the heck out of them raw, dip it in some ranch or whatever. But yeah, cooked, it brings out too much of a sweetness, and I don't care for that.
My kids don't like it either.
So like when we make pot roast, no carrots go in with the pot roast.
Oh, that's
rough.
I feel like that's the best place for
carrots. Yeah, without a doubt. You like the potatoes in it, though?
Mm-hmm. No, okay. Absolutely.
You go sweet potato or regular potato?
I don't do sweet potatoes.
I don't do sweet potatoes either.
Why?
Flavor. I just don't like the flavor.
Yeah.
Really?
Nah.
Yeah, not my jam.
Not for me, man.
Oh, see, I'm pro sweet potato.
Yeah, I'm good.
That's the other thing I'll do in the sheet pan is I'll slice up like sweet potato chips.
Like my wife and my daughter, they like sweet potato fries and stuff, but I just,
Yeah, at preschool, she'll make a sweet potato pie that my kids really love.
Yeah.
I don't touch it.
I'm good.
Oh, man. I did have some incredible French fries.
Oh, but you know what's so great that I only make one time a year? Mm. Sweet potatoes with marshmallows melted on top.
Yeah, no, hard
pass. Get the hell out of here, you people and your disgusting Thanksgiving food.
I had like the real food for the first time after the surgery. Ordered some delivery with this Korean fusion place, and I had a Korean cheesesteak with like Kalbi beef, but they did these fries with like bulgogi and I don't even know, some sort of like Korean sauce, but with truffle on them.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, buddy.
I just saw something came across my timeline about truffles at an Asian mart, and there was like a truffle mushroom that was, I know this is bad for radio, but like that's about
the size of a golf ball.
The size of a golf ball, yeah. Basically, and it was like, this cost $1,200.
Yeah. Yeah, like, dog.
Come again?
Oh, yeah, dude.
Is truffle like when I get a truffle shuffle pizza at Double Mountain, which is one of my favorite pizzas, is truffle now becoming like wasabi where it's not really wasabi?
No, it's still
real truffle.
It's still real truffle. It's just that you need very little truffle.
Yeah.
It's the same thing with real wasabi. You need very little real, like when you get wasabi at a place here in the U.S., unless you're going to a dumb high-end place, it's not real. It's like 98% horseradish.
I know, which I've also said, don't use horseradish if you're attempting to substitute it for wasabi. It doesn't work the same.
It does not work the same.
So there's something else in there that gets
like if you ever go to Japan, you get real wasabi, they will grate it at, this is how you know. They will grate it at your table and they use a shark skin. That's what they use to kind of like it's almost like a paste. It's a little more earthy. I hate that word.
Earthy.
It's very earthy.
I know, dude.
But it is.
You should have never listened to the Beers on Us podcast because talking about lagers, ooh, nice earthy, herbaceous flavor to it.
God, wow, why did I just get the urge to kick you in the balls? I hate that word.
Because you're sitting there curling the end of your mustache while you say that.
It's because you're a snowflake, Daniel. That's why.
That's what it is.
You're a snowflake.
Very, very snowflakey.
Afraid to be in touch with your feelings.
No, it's just
earthy nature over here.
But real wasabi does have a very, very different texture and taste to it, but it's tasty.
Yeah.
But it pairs very well with real fresh sushi.
Delicious. I did get a sushi making kit for Christmas.
Bamboo roller?
Bamboo roller.
Nice.
It also has the like bazooka thing that you like can roll, you can like put it
in the
thing.
The big one, yeah.
I'm going to try to not use that.
Okay.
Right away.
It's on my list of things that I want to do. It is there for a date night to do homemade sushi.
I actually want to get really good at it.
To
where like I buy like a $500 knife.
Ooh.
Yeah, like get really good at it.
Look, I
maybe
am...
that's my New Year's resolution. Something that if I fail at, I won't be mad at myself.
There you go. Yeah.
Because I'm doing just fine without making
You know what
sushi.
Failure is?
Hmm.
An opportunity to learn.
As Homer Simpson once said, the first step to failure is trying.
See?
Therefore, I don't try.
Yeah.
I don't lift weights because they're heavy and I don't work out because I get tired.
Yeah, well. Everybody wants to get cut, but nobody wants to be sore. That goes with it.
Well, you can always count on Danny telling you how to do your workout routine, just like you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Stream your local NFL game live every Sunday all season long, starting at just $30 for your first year. That's like $250 a month. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. When we come back, we'll stop squirreling around here and get into some Blazer chatter right here on the Fan Sports Network, 105.1 FM, 1080 AM.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Enter to win a 4-pack of tickets to the 66th annual Portland Boat Show, Thursday, January 7th through Sunday, the 11th. Check out the best prices, top brands, and compare hundreds of boats to buy all under one roof at the Portland Expo Center. Enter now at 1051thefan.com or grab 2-for-1 discount coupons at pdxboatshow.com.
Prestige Worldwide.
What?
Boats and...
Boats and hoes?
There you go.
Oh, okay. I mean, I'm not the biggest boat guy, but...
He's a hoe.
I might partake in the other side.
Prestige Worldwide.
We'll finally get to it. Danny, I was, like I said, last night I was hanging out with some friends and they were like, you know, well, what do you know about Scoot? What do you know about JG? I saw Dame's workout video. What do you know? And I was like, look, dude, I talk with Morang all the time and there's not a lot of information right now. And then it dawned on me that I hadn't talked to you about Blazers in almost 2 weeks now. Do the Blazers still play basketball?
They do.
Do you still cover them?
I do.
All right.
I have taken my longest break from them in 15 years.
Well, good for you, though. I mean, health reasons wise, yes. You should have. So good on you for that. But I've been watching, you know, I mean, the holidays is great because...
I will say, I did get to watch both national games on TV.
That's pretty cool.
And I will say, NBC, Amazon... Mwah!
It was so funny too. Both of them, you're asking me from a Blazer Vision log, and I'm like, bro, they're like national
again,
games.
On drugs.
I know.
I was like, both times I'm like, that's right. I don't need that. I'm good.
Now we don't have real jobs, so we have plenty of time to watch sports, but the holidays are a nice time to like watch extra sports.
Oh, just put it on.
Yeah, and I've been kind of really glued to the Blazers of late. Since we've been gone, since we've been together, Blazers are 3-3.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot to kind of pull aside from this. I'd like to get an injury question to you in a moment, but let's kind of talk a little bit about what we've seen on the court. Look, Sharp's had himself some nice games.
Yep.
Donovan's been excellent on the boards offensively and defensively, which is
nice. Monster on the offensive glass.
And Denny's been Denny. I mean, this team has a ton of injuries, but boy, the last three games, sure, they're 500, but I've really enjoyed watching basketball. Some of it's a little sloppy. There's been some end of game stuffs like, Denny, I swear to God, work on your free throws at the end of the game. You know, and Boston kind of, you know, peed down their leg a little bit at the end of that game. But they've been fun, competitive games for the most part with the Blazers.
They have. And it's kind of crazy. Out of the last 15 games, 11 of them have gone down to the clutch within five minutes to go. Only the Mavericks have more or have as many. It's the Blazers and the Mavs at both at 11. And what you've seen is toss-up. You've seen toss-ups. That's what you've seen. And that's mm-hmm. typically what you get out of teams is you get these opportunities. And it can be frustrating. And I've seen a lot of people – well, I should say this. I've seen some people say, oh, you're making excuses for them. They're missing their entire point guard rotation.
Without a doubt.
I cannot underscore how impactful that is. If Denny, I believe Denny Avdia has the largest plus minus in the league right now. Let me see this. Is on off rating. I want to double check it.
Well, since Jrue Holiday has been out, Denny Avdia has led the team in assists
every game but one.
And that dates back to November 16th.
I'm sorry. So Denny's differential of plus 13.2 on off, he is in the 95th percentile. In the points per possession, which is just the offense, he is in the 99th percentile. They are 16 points better with him on the floor. Next on the team is Jrue Holiday at 4.2.
And that's a small sample size from Jrue Holiday.
Jrue has 401 minutes played. Denny is almost at 1,200, almost three times the minutes.
And I think I saw only one player in the league has more minutes than Denny Avdia does. At least this was after last night. And I think it's Brandon Ingram. Mm-hmm. For the Toronto Raptors by 1 minute.
So the Blazers offense with Denny on the floor is in the 100th percentile in effective field goal percentage. Nobody impacts a team's ability to shoot more efficiently than Denny Avdia.
Let me ask you a question about this real quick. Because, you know, talking with some of my Blazer friends last night, I think it's very safe to say that as much as we love Denny Avdia and how he's really had such a breakout year, and you know he's going to be an all-star if all things stay the way they are. Denny is also this great because there hasn't been a consistent option, and he's got the ball in his hand all the time. Is that safe to say? Correct.
I don't think so, because this is the thing we talked about.
When that point guard rotation does come back, assuming it does come back, how does Denny's game change?
I don't think it does.
You don't think his points go down a little bit?
If they go down, it's going to be very minor. I think the difference is going to be when Denny checks out, when Jrue comes back, it will be more about staggering those guys. Because, again, I just mentioned, the difference between Denny on and off is seismic. It's one of the largest in the NBA, however you want to measure it on the offensive side of the ball. Defensively, they're better with him on the floor. Like, over the last 15 games, Denny is averaging 26, 8, and 8.
It's great.
On 46, 34, 80 splits. Like, he's just been bonkers, bonkers good. The thing I said coming into the season, and I told you this off air and a couple other folks, we were talking about this coming into the season, the Blazers' plan was always to give Denny the primary burden, be the lead offensive creator. And I think they had Jrue kind of run some things and get them into some things because it made it simpler for everybody else as well, because he knows how to toggle on and off the ball.
Mm-hmm.
Where Jrue can start some stuff and get you into some stuff and make sure that he puts the rails around things, but he's also perfectly capable deferring. Deferring to Shaden, deferring to Denny, deferring to Jeremy. Those three guys in particular.
Right.
But the Blazers, in talking to them leading up to the season, they told me flat out they wanted to give Denny even more than he could handle. We want to overtax him, not with like get him hurt, but with responsibility, just to see how far it could truly go. Now, the burden has fallen on him because of the injuries.
Right.
That is where he is at right now. But he is also the only guys that are doing more than him right now are Nikola Jokic, SGA, Luka Doncic, Cade Cunningham. That's the list.
That's the MVP list.
Yes. And Jokic is going to fall out of that list with this injury. Boy, that was scary as hell. I'm so glad he didn't tear his knee.
I can't believe he walked off like that. I was like, bro, get some help.
Your knee went the wrong way.
You're larger than everybody else. And that, and let's get into that. Let's get into injuries. Look, I'm not going to sit here and ask you about Scoot. You know, we'll know about Scoot when everybody knows.
I'll tell everybody this right now. I'm going to ask tonight. Yeah. I've asked before, and I've pressed before. He tore his hamstring.
Mm-hmm.
I said from the jump when I broke the news, if he makes it back by Christmas, things went well. Guess what?
Christmas was a few days ago, dude.
And we're not there. That's what it is. Like that was the best for me. He tore his hamstring. His best possible outcome was always Christmas.
Yeah.
And, that's best case scenario.
And now we're probably looking at the All-Star break. But I wanted to ask you a question because I don't know the contingency plan and what it looks like in the NBA. It looks like tonight Blazers are in Oklahoma City. 5 o'clock tip. I know you love an away 5 o'clock tip show. Sundays are your favorite days too because they're like, even if they're
3 o'clock,
home games,
baby.
The home game's at 3 o'clock. It sounds like Chris Murray might be out tonight.
Yeah, he took a thigh contusion, so he's dinged up too.
So then that tells me there is no.
And Chris has hit the floor so many freaking times this season. I talked to him about it one game. I think I mentioned it on air. He started wearing knee pads because he tore the skin off his knee so many times. It was like, yeah, I needed to. He said something about wearing white knee pads. He was like, yeah, I kept bleeding through them. I'm like, dog, throw on black ones.
So no Blake Wesley, no Matisse Thybulle,
mm-hmm.
no Chris Murray,
mm-hmm.
no Damian Lillard, mm-hmm. no Drew Holiday, no Scoot mm-hmm. Henderson, no Jeremy Grant. Am I missing anybody else? No, I think that's it.
That's it for the actual, like the on the injury report.
Guys, on the yeah. injury report. What happens if you only get like six guys that can suit up?
Well, they have with that because of the two ways. I think they're at 10. No, it should be 9, I think, with Chris is out.
Yeah, with like Javonte Cook, et cetera,
yes.
City, things like that.
Yes.
But what happens if you get to a point where you only have 6 or 7 guys
well,
that can
see? Well, it's funny you mentioned that because I was at a Trailblazers-Warriors game years ago. I want to say this is 2009. It's the last game of the regular season. Don Nelson is coaching the Warriors.
Oh, the great Donnie Nelson.
And I believe it was Devin George fouled out of the game.
I know that player.
And he had to, there was a player that got hurt during the game that had to check back in because that took them down to 4 players. And so I think it was Ronnie Turioff had to check into
GU
the game.
Legend, Ronnie Turioff.
Foul to show that he was no longer capable of playing. And I believe it was George came back on. And every time he was allowed to play, even though he was disqualified because they had nobody else, every time he committed a foul after that, it would be also a technical foul.
Oh,
now,
okay.
It was only like 4 minutes left, but, oh my God, Nelly had a colossal stomping, fist-pumping, spittle-going-everywhere tirade on the sideline of like, I can't play him. He's hurt.
So basically what you're telling me is the NBA just says, you got 5 guys, you're good to go.
You figure it out. But you can't. I've had a lot of people ask me about hardship contracts. So you have to have 4 players out consecutively for at least 3 games, and all 4 players need to be out for at least 2 more weeks. The reason
I can name 4 off the top of my head right now.
Well, here's the thing. Tease, Drew, and Jeremy are close. So if you give them a 2-week designator, they can't come back.
Right, right. So it's kind of they're still hopeful that they it's kind of I was laughing about the meme the hard wink meme when mm-hmm. Tiago says that Jeremy's going to be out only a couple of days, but in reality they do think he's close to coming
yes.
back.
So and the same thing with Tease. Tease did not have a lower body injury. I've seen Tease going through pregame warmups. He's had a soft wrap on his hand.
Matisse Thybulle. Be so, nice to have him back.
Yeah, no, it'd be having another guard. He's not a ball handler, but just have you
Even
know once you know once to see Tease back.
Hmm.
Tumani.
Yeah, I bet.
Brother, I bet. Give me a break. Somebody else come guard somebody. I am tired. Somebody else pick up SGA. Somebody else pick up Donovan Mitchell. Somebody else pick up Jaylen Brown. For the love of God, yeah. I am tired.
By the way, side note, Jaylen Brown.
Oh, that first half.
Dude.
Oh.
Well, I think he...
Two stuffed him in a locker in the second half, though.
I think he scored 30 points consecutively in a game more times than Larry Legend yeah. himself did.
He was really good in that first half, man. And look, he was talking cash ass for a reason because he was on one. But shout out to, he took that challenge on in the second half and absolutely bodied up Jaylen Brown. And then Cooper Flagg, love him, talked a lot of trash to Two, and Two let him know what was going on. Like, I think Two has had a really good last 10 days. It's good to see him bounce back, not only defensively, but offensively. He's found his shot over the last couple of weeks.
And picking them in the right moments.
The thing that Tua needs to be careful of is this has happened a lot recently. He's been picking up those loose ball fouls, and he's fouled out of games. He's found himself in foul trouble. They cannot afford him to be in foul trouble.
No, and that's to your point about getting Matisse Thybulle back would help that a lot. I'd like to give a lot of flowers, and we'll get out of here because we're already up against it. But I think I already mentioned it, but I'd love to give a shout-out to Shaedon Sharpe, and I'd love to give a shout-out to Donovan Clingan.
Both those guys have been balling.
They've been really, really good. And it's not just the stats. It's you know, you've been screaming about Shaedon and his off-ball movement. I've seen that improve. Mm-hmm. I've insanely seen that improve.
Decision-making has been, you know, the Boston game definitely was a for about 3 minutes for Shea. Other than that, I thought he was great.
He's had some nice dunks of late, which are always fun.
Look, he got the run out.
The horizontal one? Did you see that?
Oh, God, yeah. No. He's had some breakaway run outs where he's just pushed it over the rim. Mm. And I'm like, absolutely not.
No, dude. Back your ass up and start running.
Go. Show out. I've said this for years. Steph, Braun, KD, they are showmen. They know Ant Edwards is a showman. When it's time to show out, show out. Shea got the runway. Windmill. In game. Yes, do that.
And I love that Donovan Clingan is getting rebounds on both ends of the court now.
Yes.
That was the missing piece. You can't be a good rebounder on only one side of the floor. And he's sprinkling a little offense. I just want to give the kids a lot of props.
His field goal percentage 2 weeks ago was 48%. Over the last 2 weeks, it is 61%. Why? Because he's dunking the damn ball.
Just do it, dude. You're huge.
And
go.
He's been really good on his putbacks where I think it was Mike Richmond said it the other day. Donovan Clingan is, when he gets an offensive rebound, he Rodmans it, which means he doesn't go back up. He kicks it out immediately. Mm. He's gotten a lot of offensive rebounds lately where he's looked around and go, I'm 7'3", 290 pounds.
Go for it, big fella.
Just put this over the top of your head. And guess what? It works.
All right. When we come back, we'll talk a little more Oregon, Texas Tech. I've got some fun audio from Dan Lanning, kind of about the state of the playoff, and also maybe takes a little shot at the NFL. We'll lead you right into the Orange Bowl preview show brought to you by Tullamore Dew. But first, the Kahuna with sports.
Hamburgers, the cornerstone of any nutritious breakfast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
All right, just a friendly reminder, coming up after us will be the Orange Bowl preview show brought to you by Tullamore Dew, featuring Andy Dirk Johnson, Anthony Q. Newman, and Jason Big Sook Sukanik. You want to check that out? That'll be fun. They'll rock that for a couple hours, 3 hours to be exact, and then we'll turn it over to the pregame for Miami, Ohio State at 4 with kick at 4:30. Just a reminder, guys, anything you need Ducks-wise, right here on the Fan Sports Network. Pregame starts tomorrow at 6 a.m. from 6 to 7. Then we'll toss it over to Jerry Jorgie and Dusty from 7 to 9. Game at 9. All the postgame festivities are here. Party at Grand Central Bowl. They're going to be open early. After game party, they're going to be open there.
You got a place to go to watch a game at 9 o'clock in the morning.
Dick Hanna Dealership postgame show will be there as well with Jordan Schultz and my boy Joseph Fisher III. So that's it. Some fun things that I wanted to kind of hit up from Dan Lanning leading into this game that wasn't just about this game, but he had some comments kind of about the college football playoff. And it feels like a lot of coaches feel this way also. So I'm hoping it's enough to push the needle. But also, we know college football sometimes What do I always say about baseball? Nobody hates Major League Baseball more than Major League Baseball.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes college football gets in their own way, too. This is Lanning on the schedule change and how he would like to see the college football playoff.
Ultimately, in my mind, the vision for this should be, you know, every playoff game should be played every single weekend until you finish the season. Ideally, the season, even if it means we start week zero or you eliminate a bye, the season ends January 1st. This should be the last game. It should be the championship game. And then the portal opens. And then coaches that have to move on to their next opportunities get the opportunity to move to their next opportunities. Certainly, there's some conversation about when, you know, high school signing day should be. I think that could go either way because most of us now try to get guys in as mid-year players and you want them to be able to join your program at semester, which is a challenge. But I think the first really clear indicator of a place that we can make this better is to wrap the season up. You know, our national championship game this year is January 19th, right? And that's really hard to envision as a coach that's going out and trying to join a new program and start a staff. It's hard for players to understand what continuity looks like and where they're going to be at and to manage that with visits, the portal, everything else that exists. I think the clear indicator and the clear way to do that is to bump the season up, right, and make sure these playoff games happen a lot faster. You know,
And I think he's on to something there, and I don't know where I land on the what? What are you looking at me for?
You think he's on to something?
I do.
I think he's on to something, but it goes to kind of what we were talking about before the show when it was old Calipari talking about the state of college basketball. let me see if I can pull out my wad of cash. Stan Lanning wipes the tears of work that he has to do with the millions of dollars he makes every year. Shut up!
What I was going to say is...
He's right, but shut up!
What I was going to say is that I know... I don't know where I stand on, like, the week zero stuff or January 1st being the natty. If you're going to play the Rose Bowl as the natty every single year, okay, I'm down. But, like, let me have some semblance of traditions left. I do love the concept of playing week after week. Yeah, I don't love the big breaks.
The long break
games.
I'm not a fan of.
The biggest thing he's talking about there that I 100% agree with and will scream till the end of time, whenever it is, whenever the end of the season is, whenever you decide the transfer portal is, just put them together, because he's not wrong.
Well,
okay,
why is he louder about it right now?
Well, because his two coordinators are going. But if in part of that clip, there's also Texas Tech's coach is right there next to him, and he's like, I agree with Dan 100% on this. I think, you know, and Dan goes into a long diatribe of talking about how if his coaches are going to other programs, that means they're doing something well. And I agree.
100%.
I truly believe he means that and believes that. I think the same at Wazoo.
We heard Pernetti talking about this when we were at Army Navy.
If you want to steal my quarterback and Cam Ward or John Mateer, and you want to steal Arbuckle or Dickert or Jimmy Rogers, that means I'm doing something good. I am a firm believer of every week playing a college football game.
Mm-hmm.
And I love the idea of matching coaches changing the end of the season and the transfer portal into one.
I agree.
You can still do everything else. You can interview for jobs if you want, but you can't take jobs. You know, you can enter the portal, but you can't sign anywhere. Or I don't know exactly, but like, let the rules stay the same, but give me a structure of time that keeps these coherent. So it's not just a free for all.
I'm with you there. But also, number one, Dan, that's what the money's for. Number two, I don't care about the coaches.
No,
I don't. I want this period to be optimized for the players.
I agree.
Whatever is best for the players, however that works out.
I think
means getting into the portal because they're not going to have the season shorter, fine. Deal with it. Figure it out.
But I think what's also best for the player is having some structure around coaches.
To an extent, but also, how many players are at a university that's not in a bowl game?
Do you think it's good for Austin Novastad to not be at this game today and going into the portal? No, I think it's better for him to be at this game suited up, even if he knows he's going to the transfer portal. Because see these games, be a part of it, be with your teammates. I think that's a better move.
I mean, he could.
He's already announced he's entered the portal.
But I'm saying,
if you're going to the portal, I'm sorry. I'm gonna leave you at home. You're not gonna fly your ass to Florida.
But you don't have to.
I understand that, and I don't know if Lanning did or didn't. I'm just using it as an example. I'm gonna send your ass home. Honestly,
here's the thing:
you don't want to be here. You don't get to be here.
All you're doing though is you're saying, well, if we make, let's just take your idea. And again, this isn't to poo-poo it. It's just if we're gonna call the end of the season January 1st. Well, that just means the bowl games that are earlier, because that's what will end up happening. If whether you win or lose, guess what's going to happen? Teams are going to tamper. and they're just going to tamper earlier, and they're going to they're going to enter the portal earlier, and you're going to have the same problem just earlier in the calendar.
But I do agree with Ryan Day in the sense that it's hard to go win a natty while you're recruiting your own damn players.
Figure it out, dog.
And this, and that's what I think Lanning is onto, that they need to figure it out.
Cool. You're getting paid $15 million to do it. Figure it out. That's where I land on it, because you know what? We spent 50 years of coaches telling what players could do and not do, and them making just tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands, and millions of dollars while players didn't get a penny.
Well,
guess what? You're making $15 million a year. Shut up and figure it out.
Well, I think now it might be time to tell coaches what they can and can't do.
But that's kind of my point here of like,
that I'm with you.
Figure
on.
It out.
But figure it out.
This isn't a Dan Lanning thing. Any coach complaining about this, shut up and figure it out.
I think they could use some help. Wow, if they only had a commissioner of college football, what would that do? All right, we come back. Closing arguments is next. We'll talk a little more Ducks, Texas Tech, make our final picks as we close up shop for the day. 105.1 The Fan.
The firm of Harris and Morang is wrapping up for the day.
You want answers? I think I'm entitled.
Which means it's time for the closing arguments. Brought to you by Leskin Law. One day divorce mediation. Peace treaties, not war plans. Visit LeskinLaw.com for more information.
You want answers?
I want the truth!
On the Fan Sports Network.
You can't handle the truth.
105.1 and 1080, The Fan.
All right, that's going to do it for us. Closing arguments brought to you by Leskin Law. Visit LeskinLaw.com for more information. We will turn this bad boy over to the Orange Bowl preview show with Andy Dirt Johnson, Anthony Newman, Jason Sukanik for the next 3 hours. So make sure you check that out. I'm excited to listen to that on my drive home, and I'll probably pick up the podcast later and finish up. You can find that during the primetime podcast area. As Rusty said, he will throw it in there in case you missed it. Danny, this is it. All right, it's a big game tomorrow. Oregon, Texas Tech, 9 a.m. Again, you, as always, you can hear it all right here on The Fan. Walking into this game, I'm going to go ahead and say I like Oregon in this game. I like Oregon in this game to kind of find their way to win no matter what. I'm kind of with Tyson on this, that I don't know if I'm going to tell you it's Dante that does it. I don't know if I'm going to tell you it's the running game that does it, or if it's the defense that does it. I think I'm going to tell you it's going to be enough from all facets. I think they hold on to the ball. I think they don't penalize. I think they play disciplined. And I think they kind of control this game. I don't know if the score is going to be amazing. I was surprised when Tyson said he expects it in the 30-40s. I do not expect that. It could be ugly, but I'll take the Ducks in this game.
Well, I am an avid Duck hater, so, you know, as the text line says.
Cry on.
Cry on, baby. give me Texas Tech.
Yeah.
I'm going to take Tech. I'm going to take that defense. The teams that have punched Oregon in the mouth have caused them a problem.
Mm-hmm. It's true. It's true. The Iowa game, they got out.
By the skin of their teeth.
By the skin. Penn State was kind of the same way.
And this Texas Tech team is better than that Iowa team.
I agree. The only thing I'll give them, I will say about the Texas or the Iowa and Penn State game is they were on the road.
Mm-hmm.
And well, this is a neutral site.
Yeah, it's neutral, but that crowd's going to be more red than green.
I think so too.
It's going to be it's going to be a crappy crowd. Like I don't think you're going to get a ton of juice in this game.
It's so weird we're definitely biased because of the neighborhood that we live in, but it's so strange that a college football playoff game might not sell out.
Well, it's Florida.
Yeah, I guess nobody cares.
Dog. They'll turn up for the U, and they'll turn up for the Heat when they're good, but they'll turn up for the Dolphins when they're good.
Even the Heat they turn up for in the second quarter of an NBA Finals, and you have LeBron James.
Or you leave in the fourth quarter of an NBA Finals, which is still absolutely unhinged to me. But, no, I'm going to take Tech in a close game. I think Tech's going to get this done. If Oregon can do this,
my shocked face.
Yeah, well, no, hey, I have picked Oregon
stupid,
about
man.
As nails as anybody this year. I picked Indiana to come out and punch Oregon in the face. Indiana came out and punched Oregon in the face.
We don't need any extra motivation to come in and want to whoop your ass.
Well, you might need it. You might need it tomorrow.
It's time to nut up or shut up.
That part for sure. But I don't think Texas Tech is going to punch Oregon in the face.
Well, you know what?
I think it's going to be a street fight that Tech wins. Indiana punched Oregon in the face. I think this one's going to be a lot closer.
I will tell you what. The thing I'm most excited about to watch in this game, you know, just outside of kind of the Oregon storylines that we cover here on The Fan.
I think it's going to be a good game.
Is I'm just excited for Texas Tech to come on the scene.
Mm-hmm.
You know, as I made the joke with Tyson and on this show, and I'll make it again. It's the best team money can buy against the Oregon Ducks.
Yeah.
And I'm curious to see how that plays out, the amount of money they put in to their facilities, the roster turnover they've had. Look, these two teams played 2 years ago in Texas Tech, flying tortillas.
Yeah, I wonder how many Texas Tech fans are sneaky. Because, look, metal detector ain't picking up tortillas.
That's true.
Watch out, Dusty. Watch out,
Look
Dusty.
Look out, Hera. They're coming for you. They're probably going to soak them in water, too, just to smack you a little bit harder.
They got masa flour detectors as you walk in.
What is happening?
Got to go gluten-free. That way you can sneak them through.
It's kind of like Texas Tech and Indiana. I don't want to get into this. Mm-hmm. If you told me 10 years ago.
No.
No. But I want
to know. The doors are open.
But I want to know, Texas Tech and Indiana specifically, like, welcome to the scene.
Mm-hmm.
Should I get used to this?
Yeah,
or should I
just
enjoy what you've got going on?
Ole Miss is right there. Ole Miss is exactly a perennial powerhouse.
Exactly. But Ole Miss has a name more so than Indiana or Texas Tech does.
Do they?
Yeah, I think so. It's SEC.
70 years ago?
Yeah, but I mean,
Indiana's never had a name.
Exactly. And Tech had, you know, Leach for a little bit
there.
Well,
they had Clingsbury and they had, Graham Harrell. They had the air raid. You know, whatever the hell you want to call that.
They did send the you know, best quarterback in the NFL.
Yeah, you had the Mahomes Baker game.
Yeah, so I think that's what I'm excited for. Because, look, Oregon's already made their name. Like, people know that.
Like I said earlier, Oregon is the only school in the country with three straight 12-win seasons.
Oh, that's nice.
That's it.
That's really nice.
That's the list.
That's the list.
Them.
That's the list, folks.
So, this isn't me, like, slighting Oregon. Tech's really freaking good.
I know.
And where Oregon has looked short is when they get smacked physically.
I think I'll leave it on this. I think the only thing that would surprise me in this game is if Texas Tech were to blow out Oregon.
Yes.
That would be a surprise. If Oregon blows out Tech, I wouldn't be that surprised. I'd be a little surprised because that defense is good. I agree. I just wonder, you know, if Dante like really picks it up and blows up
if
that secondary.
If this game is more than 9 either way, it is a massive surprise for me.
I think so, too. By the way, let me tell you this. I am so stoked with all this chatter about Notre Dame and BYU and Vandy and all this jazz. Coming out of these games this weekend, I think they will truly be the four best teams in the nation.
I agree.
I do.
Yeah.
I do.
Hmm.
Oh, little Auld Lang Syne. I was like, what the hell are you doing over here?
I'll throw a little wrench in
there. I'm not used to this stuff. All right, that's going to do it for us.
It doesn't feel like New Year's Eve. We'll send it over to the Orange Bowl pregame show.
Can you believe it's almost 2026, Patrick?
Shut up. We'll send this over to the Orange Bowl pregame show brought to you by Tullamore Dew. Andy Dirt Johnson, Anthony Newman, Jason Sukanik. Should be a fantastic show. I can't wait to listen. Have a happy New Year, Danny.
You too, good
sir. Have a happy New Year, Rust, and a happy New Year to everyone out there. Be safe.
Yes.
Be smart. For Danny Morang, Jeff Rust, I'm Patrick Harris. Go do something I would do.
Bye.
Super duper big play! Quack, quack! Quack, quack!
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.